Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very important broadcast lined up today. In studio in the last hour, former Treasury agent who resigned when he found out the IRS is a collection agency for private offshore banks. I was the first to interview him back in the late 1990s while I was in Oakland, California, covering Operation Urban Warrior, where the Marines and foreign troops were doing drills practicing the takeover of the United States and gun confiscation in my film Police State 2000. While we were there, we went out and interviewed Joe Bannister because I'd heard from some writers that were about to do cover stories on him that he was about to resign and go public. By the time I talked to him, he had resigned. We'll talk to him now again for the second time in person. I've interviewed him many times via the telephone here in studio in Austin, Texas. He's going to be up at an event in Dallas over the weekend coming up. Got a chance to see him and his son over here at the office last night while I was doing some work. Great to see him. So that is coming up today. JT Coyote, real name, I guess, Jack Travis. Nice fella. That's his handle on the web. He got raided by the DEA, and I want to have him on because this illustrates carpet cleaners, realtors, plumbers. I've had a lot of friends and neighbors and even cousins raided. A lot of old ladies get raided. My grandmother didn't get raided, but she would be raided today. She was always growing orchids and lilies, and she'd have a little grow light back in the back of her house, and she'd move the plants in and outdoors. She was an expert at it. I don't know exactly what she was doing. The point is that people will walk in and see plants with blue flowers that look nothing like marijuana, and SWAT teams hit you and hit you hard. Now, JT Coyote was doing reloading, and they put in the police report, the police warrant report, that, well, they saw firearms. And so that meant he was a meth dealer. They hit him hard. Would have hit him a lot harder, but the sheriff came and warned him beforehand. So that's coming up in an hour and a half. But I want you to understand, folks, these big plumbing companies and these pizza companies and carpet cleaning companies, many of them filing in their federal taxes. We've read mainstream news reports on this. They make more money off of ratting on you than they do off their job. Just like I saw a 60 Minutes report a decade ago about people at airports who were getting $30,000 a year for being a ticket teller, but one lady made $100,000 in 1 year alone just on bounties and fines and fees and percentages on people she turned in. Somebody, you know, they see you pull out a wad of cash. Try this for yourself. Walk up with a wallet with $2,000 in it. Try to pay for a ticket cash, even before 9/11. You're going to be pulled aside. They're going to have white gloves on. It's going to be painful. And they're just going to steal your money. I was on Max Kaiser's international TV show last week, and we posted it up on Infowars.com, and I saw the YouTube comments, people going, is it true? Is Alex making it up that police in Texas just pull you over and rob your car and steal your watch and money? And then people comment, no, here's a link to a mainstream news article. It's true. Of course it's true. You think I just get up here and make things up? By the way, I got hit by several federal subpoenas 3 months ago. We had Secret Service over here at the office. We had FBI visiting. And the subpoenas had gag orders in them. Obviously, a subpoena puts you under gag order. But I still went on air and said, I don't know what they're here for, but the FBI's here and I'm not allowed to talk about it. Under penalty of federal perjury. People are like, oh, you're a liar. You're making it up. Alex just likes to grandstand. This is the kind of stuff he does. People are like, yeah, why don't you talk about it, Alex? Why don't you tell us why the feds were there? Oh, and go to federal prison. Well, now I can't because it's in the newspaper. So we'll come back and talk about that as well. Stay with me.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the economic news obviously is incredibly important, fast moving. We'll be breaking that down today. I'm going to get more into eugenics, a lot of news in the mainstream media about that as they push their agenda as counties, cities, states inside the U.S. announce carbon taxes, carbon regulators, home inspections, all the hell that the Club of Rome, UN, and CFR have promised to bring in, they're doing. Mainstream news is now announcing all over the place with newscasts that, oh, we're spraying the atmosphere to save you from the sun's rays and global warming. They're now just admitting chemtrailing is real because we've exposed it, those of you out there. And by the way, we're very close to getting Anne Heche on the show. They are listeners of the show. They do have this new movie that's premiered in Australia about chemtrails. And we're going to get the director and her on here in the next few weeks. They want to, in the next month or so, when that coincides with the release here in the United States of what, Toxic Skies. So that is coming up as well. It's just crazy. But I'm going to cover this first. I have had the Secret Service here twice and then calls from the Secret Service another time. We've dealt with the FBI twice. And when an FBI agent delivers you into your hands a federal subpoena and points out that you're not allowed to talk about it in the subpoena, that is the contents of the subpoena, I called my lawyers up and they said, well, you can talk about how you were subpoenaed and you don't know why you were subpoenaed But you can't talk about what's in it unless you want to challenge a federal contempt of court. And then Alex goes bye-bye for several years in prison. Can you imagine what it's like to have the FBI and Secret Service at your office? Can you imagine what it's like to have them there? And then they won't tell you why they're there, just that you've got to give them this material. But the subpoena was proper. It was very specific. And I go on air, and I tell people, I say, the FBI's been here. The Secret Service has been here. And all these YouTube videos get made, all these phone calls, all these mean emails. Oh, you liar, publicity stunt, you piece of filth. You know, oh, big stunt. This was happening 4 days before I was about to release the Obama deception. And the FBI agent, one of them, was asking my employees, so tell me about the Obama deception. Tell me about Alex's company. Tell me about his servers, where they are. And I'm going, well, what is this about? Well, as you read the subpoena, I go, yeah, your subpoena is only asking for these IP addresses. You're not allowed to be asking these questions, so we're not going to answer. And so I said, this may be with dealing with the Obama deception because they're asking about it. See, I live in the real world, folks, where I deal with the FBI. I deal in the real world where I deal with Secret Service coming to my office. We've even got them on surveillance camera here at the office to protect ourselves, but I'm not going to sit there and start fights and punch them in the nose and put that video out. This is the type of stuff I deal with. And then these little children who aren't in the real world sit there and say, I'm lying. Alex Jones never lies. Alex Jones takes action, takes on the New World Order, and that's why so many people are jealous and so many people attack us, and a lot of it's paid for. We are under such COINTELPRO attack because, ladies and gentlemen, we're an example of taking action. We're an example of taking on the globalists. We're an example of alerting the people and setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. We're an example of leadership. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we're doing the best we can with the tools God gave us and praying every day that God lead, God, and direct us. But I deal with this stuff, and you know, now that we've posted this article up on Infowars.com dealing with an individual being arrested for comments they made on the Infowars.com message board, that's when I guessed it was about. I went on there and I said, I think this is about comments on the site, but the FBI won't tell me. And I told the listeners, I said, listen, don't go on Infowars.com and post a cop's name and home address and say, go kill his family. That's in the wrong, and you should get in trouble. And I got in a big argument with the FBI on a separate issue. I didn't know it was connected, and it still may be something else. They won't ever tell you. The FBI calls up and says, we noticed you took down those, in a separate incident, we noticed you took down those comments. And I go, yeah, we didn't used to have moderators, but we have to when they post cops' houses and their names and say, kill them. And the FBI agent's like, leave it up. That's evidence. He said, you're going to be getting a subpoena soon. And I said, I'm not leaving a cop's home address and name and people saying, go kill his family. Regardless of the fact that he killed that poor black guy in cold blood, I'm not going to be part of that. And then the agent calls back and goes, yeah, actually, that's the right thing to do. Take it down. So then I start thinking, are they trying to set me up? Telling me to leave up? Because, see, we'd already taken this down before we ever got called by the FBI. And I don't have the money, folks. I don't have moderators. I don't have the money. So I got people part-time trying to go, you know, when they're saying, kill cops, kill the president, kill, kill, kill. I remember years ago, before I got rid of another message board I had, Secret Service calls up. They say, are you working with this person in Tennessee that says kill the president? This was Bush. And I said, I'm not aware of this comment. And I went and looked at it, and I called them back, and I said, no. They said, well, we're just making sure. And then a month later, it was in the newspaper, the Secret Service in Tennessee raided the guy. Turned out he'd been a mental patient who'd gotten back out, and he admitted what he'd done, and they took him away. I mean, listen, this is real, folks. there's always these comments about, Alex, you need to call for violence. You need to call for a shooting war. Anybody who calls for a shooting war and doesn't get arrested is a Fed. And you know who I'm talking about. And it did come out that Hal Turner was a Fed. Even the Southern Poverty Law Center had to admit that. They're the folks that ran the Elohim City white supremacist compound connected to the bombing of Oklahoma City. Timothy McVeigh, Andreas Strassmeyer, that came out in FBI documents. That's been in major newspapers. Very sinister group. And that guy would say, kill this judge, kill that person. And I said, for years, I said, that guy's a Fed. Then his emails came out. Then it was admitted that he was there trying to get crazies to come out so they could put him in prison. It's the same thing with all these African-American groups in Miami and in New York and New Jersey and in Indiana and in Pennsylvania. It's always the same. They go out and find teenagers or people at a bar. They're normally on welfare, mentally ill, drug addicts. They never seem to be Muslim. They're always like Rastafarian, black liberation. And the FBI will create with an informant a group, and they will then command them and say, I'll give you $100,000 to wear camo and go videotape the federal building. And then the feds bust them and say they were planning to wage war on America. And that's even come out in mainstream news now, that that is all staged and completely fake. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. I have been physically attacked. I get death threatened constantly. I have people trying to set me up constantly. And I do it with good cheer because I know this is an important mission I'm on, but my life is in danger. My name is in danger. My family is in danger, and I need your support. And I need people to recognize the history and the track record we've got, the fruit this tree has bore. This tree's branches are on the ground. It's got so much fruit. The limbs are breaking off. It's got so much fruit. I need you to pick the fruit off the tree and to spread it and use it. The fruit is growing on this tree so fast that the tree is in danger of falling over. That happens to a lot of really healthy, incredible trees that have great genetics and great water and great sunshine, great soil. I mean, we are the biggest attack vessel against the New World Order in the info war. We are the very, very tip of the spear. The front molecule on the carbide steel spear. The very absolute tip of it is this radio show on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And does that mean we do a perfect job? Does that mean we have all the answers? Does that? No! We're just doing the best we can, ladies and gentlemen, fighting as hard as we can. And I don't like having to come up here and do infomercials sometimes, but I got to pay for the bandwidth somehow. I got to pay for the employees somehow. I got to pay for this radio show, everything I do somehow. And I need your support. I need your financial support. If we got more support, I wouldn't have to spend half my time just trying to raise the money to fight the New World Order. I could spend all my time in really taking action and really putting out more films and getting more done. But I'm also busy swatting off the stalkers and the psychos and the crazies. I had an event last night just that I'm not even going to talk about. People showing up at my house. I mean, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And those that have discernment know it. That's why we're exploding. Those that are blinded by the world, they know the New World Order is lying to them, but they don't have enough discernment to know the real deal when it's right in front of them. Now, Asheville man charged in alleged Liberty Dollar fraud scheme. I'm going to get into that. I've got my other story here. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. Jeffrey L. Weaver is accused of posting threatening comments against two police officers on Infowars.com. This is the Roanoke Times out of Roanoke, Virginia. And he said, go to the person's house and kill the cop's family. Unbelievably bad. And when the cop showed up with him to arrest him, he said, oh, I was just joking. This isn't a joke. This is a man's world. This is real. You understand? You understand? You go on a website that is watched by millions of people and has feds watching it closely, and you say, kill police and name them by name and where they live, get ready to go to prison. This may be the last straw. I may have to get rid of the comments and everything because it's a way for the enemy to try to bring us down. We'll be right back and break this story down and a lot more. Stay with us.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
I'm going to get into all the world news and David Carradine and the rest of it today.
Give me no talking. I'll be gone.
But first, I want to finish up with this story. Imagine you're here at your office and the FBI shows up with subpoenas. They're calling your employees up. They're showing up and talking to your employees. And you're saying, what is this about? The subpoena doesn't say. And they go, we're not at liberty to compromise the investigation. By the way, tell me about your company, where your servers are located. Tell me about free speech systems, your company. Tell me about The Obama deception. Oh, I like your website. I look at it every day. And I'm just like sitting here knowing this is the FBI that literally carried out the 1993 bombing. I mean, it was in the newspaper, in the New York Times, that they cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave them the detonators, and let them do it. It's on record. They created Klan groups in Dallas and tried to get them to blow up chemical plants. Texas Monthly gave them a bum steer award in 1998. I mean, it's on record all the horrible things they've done. And I'm not saying all FBI agents are bad. I know most of them are compartmentalized and investigating bank robberies and stuff like that and government corruption, kind of keeping the states in line, as they say, violating the Tenth Amendment. But, you know, the anti-terror cadre, these are terrorists. The BATF were blowing up Ryder trucks 6 months before 9/11 in New Mexico, I mean, before Oklahoma City, on record, and you can prove they were the ones that bombed OKC because they got in a bad name at Waco, and they thought this would get them a good name again. I mean, these are some sickos, folks. And they're here, and I don't know why they're here, and it's 4 days before the Obama deception comes out, and they're asking me about this stuff. And so that's why I released the Obama deception. Well, I think it's over this now. But then there was some other visits by the Secret Service on other issues, so it's hard to tell. Roanoke man charged with making online threats. Jeffrey L. Weaver is accused of posting threatening comments against two police officers on Infowars.com. A Roanoke man faces charges of making online threats against two police officers in Oakland, California, and one in Martinsville after reading newspaper accounts of incidents in which they used deadly force. Gotta love how the media doesn't really tell you what they did. Shot a handcuffed black man in the back for no reason, killed him, and then beat up his dead body, or beat him up as he died. Jeffrey L. Weaver, 47, made the threatening comments in January on the news website called Infowars.com. According to a complaint filed earlier this week in U.S. District Court in Roanoke, and then it was in, I don't know, like March 10th, 11th, the FBI was here, and that's why I said, that's it, I'm releasing Obama deception, because they were asking about it. Weaver, who was ordered, held without bond Friday, logged onto the site using the name F the Pigs, the complaint states. And see, people said I made up the FBI was here. And I said, go ahead and make it up, because when they arrest whoever it is they're going to arrest, whether it was me or somebody else for whatever they wouldn't tell me, then it would be proven. I just, you know, to have credibility, to have honor, to be a truthful person, to be a rock hard, you know, solid, steady guy who's real, and to just see that a lot of people can't even recognize the real McCoy when it's right here in front of you. That means you can't see the real McCoy in other areas of your life. I feel sorry for people. Weaver, who was ordered held without bond Friday, logged onto the site using the name F the Pigs, the complaint states, after reading a newspaper article on Infowars.com that described how the 17-year-old boy died after being shocked with a taser in Martinsville police officer in January. Weaver wrote, "This makes my blood boil. Maybe I should drive to Martinsville with my 9mm Glock and some Teflon-coated armor-piercing black Rhino hollow-point rounds and do the world a favor by ridding the world of this piece of S Pig." The message read, "Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol address by coming here and subpoenaing it." People are now on the site going, "How dare Alex give that to him? Oh, you mean at gunpoint with the FBI? Yeah, how dare me? No, how dare you be an idiot and go on there and say, go kill this cop in his house? That's coming up. How dare you be so stupid? You may get away with that on some little message board that gets 10 visitors a day. You don't at websites that get 500,000 visits a day. They get hack attacks and everything else. Look, when you step into InfoWars, when you step onto this show, when you step on, you are stepping directly under the gaze of Sauron. You understand that? So don't step up to this level of the plate unless you're ready to deal with the fiery vision of the New World Order. If you're not ready to put on the full armor of God and stand right in the dragon's breath, then don't step up on this plate, ladies and gentlemen. This is the front line of the info war. I am in the vortex, in through and beyond. I'll finish up with this article and get into all the other news. But fair warning to all of you fools. There's been people, one guy the Secret Service went after in Michigan. It turned out that he was trying to set me up and get me in trouble putting threats on the president there. I mean, you guys got to watch yourselves, man.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On a long and lonesome highway.
On a long and lonesome highway, east of Omaha, I listen to the engine of morning and his one song. I think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do. When you're riding 16 hours, there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through.
Here I am. Can I pour every ounce of energy I've got into fighting the globalists? And all I want to do is infect other people with the same passion to defeat the globalists I have. Because I know we can defeat them. I know we can bring them down. Crank it back up.
And it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode.
Most times you can hear them talk.
Yeah, most times you can hear them talk.
Other times you can't. Says it all. Literally pours out of my soul.
Here in the evening, lie awake in bed, with the echoes of the amplifiers ringing in your head. You smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said.
What she said. All right, I don't normally play songs most of the way through. Let's just stop right there. But I'm going to get into all the world news, all the important info is coming up. But I want to rant about this because this brings up so many different points that affect our society, so many important areas that need to be dealt with. So imagine, everybody's like, Alex, you need a message board. You need comments on your stories. And then we go, okay, we'll do it. So I buy the programs and build it and try to get an extra webmaster to, you know, be able to set it all up. And then right away, the reason I shut one down 4 or 5 years ago is it's let's kill the president. Let's go after the police. Let's do that. You know, all these anonymous posters. And I started getting the Secret Service and FBI at my office. This happened years ago. And I go, that's it. Pull it. Pull the plug. And then, oh, you censor. You want to censor us saying go to the police house and kill them. Of course, those are probably feds or COINTELPRO right there. I mean, they would bitch about anything. They would make something up about any issue, anything we do, fabricating. And then I have the FBI here, the Secret Service here, subpoenas, federal subpoenas, all of this stuff. They won't tell me what it's about. They're asking me about the Obama deception and laughing at me and stuff. And I go on there and I go, I don't know if it's about the Obama deception, but they were asking about it. Get it out early. And, oh, look at him and his publicity stunt. You know, there's nothing going on. He just releases films that tens of millions of people see. You know, it just totally started the 9/11 truth movement, energized the entire liberty movement as we know it today. And Ron Paul on record says half his support came from Alex Jones. I mean, this guy and his audience, they're nothing. Oh, yeah, FBI, sure. Well, here it is, one of the jackasses, one of the poor fools, who I'm sure didn't mean this. He was just acting tough. But it's the real world. When you say something on one of our comment pages or on InfoWars, that's it. Look, I got to raise more money. I've got to hire either, maybe I should do a poll. That Curtin, I'll put a poll up. Should I make the message boards and comment on pages listener-sponsored, and I got to have two moderators full-time, 24 hours, really, that'd be three to be full-time. And then the weekends, that'd be four. I can't afford four people. I can't afford one person. But then I can't put a banner ad up to try to pay for bandwidth. I can't put a banner ad up without being bitched at about advertising. How do you think I pay for the radio studio and the employees and the $30,000 a month of bandwidth and all of this stuff? I got to constantly work just to fund this operation so I can then, in the extra time, fight the New World Order. You know how frustrating that is? You know how hard that is? How hard that is to deal with? And then meanwhile, I got the FBI and Secret Service in here. So either I get, because it doesn't work just to have one moderator. You know, they go, oh, let's kill the president. Oh, Alex censored me. No, I own my website. I own InfoWars and Prison Planet and Prison Planet Forum. Those are mine. Censorship would be if you owned a newspaper or a website and I came and shut it down and I was the government. It isn't censorship if you were invited to a backyard barbecue in my backyard and you went over and squatted in the bushes and started defecating. And I came over and said, look, I want you to leave. That wouldn't be censorship. It'd be private property. That's what you do. You come in, you hike your leg in the middle of my website, and people work overtime to distract and divert. You know, we'll have a big article of about 190 sponsors to end the Federal Reserve by auditing it. That will end it. And it's like, oh, yeah, Alex is fed. He just wants to, you know, just all your, and the sick part is most of them aren't feds and COINTELPRO. The sick part is they're just mentally ill detritus and wreckage of this society. We got a good chance of beating the globalists. We got a good chance of taking action. But number one, we have to ignore the diversions and the distractions, and good people have to be heard. Good people have to speak out and start radio shows and access TV shows and websites and call into talk radio and go on message boards and comment and counter these people, not just on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but everywhere. But that's why we're having the money bomb coming up Thursday, which I haven't even promoted. There's a video up on InfoWars.com, 10-minute video where I break down our plans and why we need more funds. Please donate big time. And the first thing I'm going to do is hire – what I'll do is I'm going to hire not one webmaster. I'm going to hire two so they can be webmasters and moderators. So there's more news getting posted on InfoWars and Prison Planet, and so they can be moderating. And then I'm going to try to get some of the other crew here to part-time do it because it's just constant. And the fact that I have to talk about it means more stuff. They'll go on and say, kill cops from proxy IPs trying to get me in trouble. We've always been nonviolent here when it comes to offensive attacks on the government. Don't go to a FEMA camp. Don't let CPS take your kids without due process. Stand up for liberty. Fight the New World Order. The globalists want to have a physical fight. That's why they staged 9/11 and staged Oklahoma City. That's why Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag, attacked his own military base to blame it on Poland in 39. They do this trick over and over again. And I'm asking for your support, ladies and gentlemen. I need your support. So please go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or link through at InfoWars.com and pledge there, a little email area so we can stay in contact with you. Or go ahead and donate now if you want. But want everybody to, if they can, wait till Thursday to donate. Because we want to, you know, have that big event, have that money bomb. And I want to raise more than $250,000. Because if I hire a couple more webmasters, an extra video editor, expand the TV studio, I mean, that's easily $250,000. We blew through that $250,000. That is nothing. And it really helped us. And you can go watch the video, what it helped us do, up on InfoWars.com. But I got to hire a couple moderators or I got to shut it down. And I tried to recruit volunteer moderators, but they got lives. And they get knocked some of it down, but that only seems to encourage people posting horrible stuff. And so we've just got to slam in there and get total control over the forums and all of this, or it's got to be shut down. Because I can't let the feds use this to come after us, ladies and gentlemen. Roanoke man charged with making online threats on InfoWars.com, Roanoke Times. Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol addresses, which they say used several days earlier, then they started contacting our server companies. Follow that, they went to our ISPs, too. They wouldn't tell them what it was about. You imagine your ISPs when the FBI starts visiting them? That's not fun, either. Authorities traced the post to Weaver's internet protocol. See, they don't tell you who they're going after in case you would warn them. It's an investigation. People are like, well, tell us why the FBI was there then. They wouldn't tell us. That's how this works. God forbid it ever happens to you, you'll find out. And they show up in their suits with their firearms in black sunglasses. Authorities trace the post to Weaver's internet protocol address, which they say was used several days earlier to make even more menacing comments about the fatal shooting of an unarmed man by police officers on a train platform in Oakland. The New Year's Day death of 22-year-old Oscar Grant led to violent street protests and was also featured on InfoWars.com. Guess it's my fault that guy got shot then. It always is. If I find out, this is what he said, before somebody edits this, which they do and say I said it. They really are trying hard. fact, I'm not even going to read what this guy said because people will just edit it and say I said it. They're already trying that all over the web. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the attacks. It's unbelievable. If I find out who that pig is, I want to bleep the pig who bleeped him. Weaver wrote on a January 5th, according to the complaint. A short time later, the address of one of the police officers involved in the shooting was posted on the website. Thanks for the address. Yeah, I remember seeing this one Saturday morning, and I called Nemo, and I said, get it down. He's like, okay. Nemo works like 7 days a week. He's like, we ought to, you know, I like these comments, but we just got to get rid of them. If we can't. Because I'm always calling him going, oh, my God, they're saying, here's a person's address, kill him, get it off quick. And usually, you know, the feds don't catch it. I'm like, get it off, they're saying kill people. They're saying where the local cop lives. They're saying murder this judge. Get it off, get it off. Then I had the FBI going, no, you don't take that stuff down. I'm like, you want me to leave up cops' addresses and where to go kill them? I said, no. I hadn't got the subpoena yet, and I said, you better not put that in that subpoena. And he goes, called back and goes, yeah, I guess you've got a point. Like, yeah, I got a point. Use your head, numbskull. You people are stupid. The FBI told me to leave the cop's address on the web. Now I can finally talk about it. Of course, I found out about that after I panicked thinking it was about the Obama deception, because they still wouldn't say exactly what it was about. Thanks for the address, the next post read. Now that I know where he is and where his family is, it's only a matter of time, the complaint quoted Weaver as saying, as he planned to kill the officer's wife and child before killing him. This isn't a threat. It's a effing promise, the message continued. That was real smart. You're going to go away to federal prison for a long time, dumbass. On May 29th, federal agents searched Weaver's Roanoke home. He told them he frequents Infowars.com, admitting making the postings, according to the complaint. That was another real smart thing he did. Memo to the people out there, and I don't think you should ever go out and do anything offensively violent, but if you ever were, how about you not talk about it? But obviously you weren't going to go to California and kill his family. You're an idiot. I don't think we should fill the prison space with you. Maybe a year to teach the guy a lesson, but he's an idiot. An idiot. You go on a site that the entire New World Order watches closely, and you go on there and you say, go to the cop's house and kill his kids, and that you promise you're going to do it. What is your problem? Weaver said he was angry at the time, but insisted he did not intend to harm anyone. After hearing testimony Friday, U.S. Magistrate John Michael Urbanski ruled there was probable cause to support the charges and ordered Weaver held without bond. Urbanski rejected an argument by the public defender, Faye Spence, who said Weaver's actions were protected by the First Amendment. No, you can't say go to this person's house and kill their kids, or I'm going to go kill them. By the way, that's exactly why Michael Reagan got up and said, kill Palestinian children, put hand grenades in their rectum, and kill them. That's a quote. We can play the clip. In fact, pull up the clip of just YouTube it. He always tries to take it down, but it's everywhere. Michael Reagan says kill Palestinian children and also kill 9/11 truthers. And he said, I will pay for the bullets. Call me. I will pay anyone. He solicited murder to 8 million listeners. Fifth biggest show in the country. He said, I solicit murder. I want you to kill Mark Dice in a firing squad and I will pay you. And I want 9/11 truthers killed. The FBI would do nothing. 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 That is 1,000 times more dangerous than somebody shooting their mouth off on a message board who's done it 100 times on little sites, not knowing he's in the big time on a big site doing it. Kill Mark Dice. I will pay you. I will buy the bullets. Murder him. I will pay you. He lives in San Diego. Nothing. Instead, we put that clip out trying to defend ourselves, and Michael Reagan was one of the ones we found out filing the copyright infringement to shut down the Alex Jones channel along with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I went and filed federal countersuits and blocked the son of a bitch. I'm sorry to talk like that. I'm not normally like this, and I apologize. I'm just really mad right now. You can't get up on the radio, Reagan, and tell people to commit murder. You have a responsibility, you idiot. And obviously you meant it flippantly. You're still a jackass and need to go to jail for it at least a year so that people understand you can't yell fire in a theater. You can't call for cold-blooded murder, for premeditated capital murder. It says InfoWars.com is a Austin, Texas based. It is affiliated with Alex Jones, a radio and internet talk show host who calls himself an aggressive constitutionalist who defends the Bill of Rights and the nation's borders while avoiding the bogus political labels of left and right. Well, finally, some mainstream media got that right. Now, there's another subpoena floating around. I don't know what that's about. But I tell you what, we just put it all in God's hands, and we pray for Providence to protect us, and we pray for all of you to pray for us and support us, and yes, to give on the money bomb June 11th. Because, I've looked at the books, and they're telling me we need to hire some more web people. I got four web guys doing web, video, customer service, everything together. And I should have four guys just doing web alone. I need to hire more people. We could do so much more. Look at the great effect we're having with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and all the other sites. JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. So this is the one time a year, second annual, I'm asking for money. Donate to us. We'll be right back, get into more of the news. But, yeah, there. That's one reason the FBI was here. We don't know the other reason. Stay with us. We can talk about it now.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
You know, Friday, Kurt Nimmo wrote a story about David Carradine, I guess, dying last Thursday. And I haven't talked about it because we've got so many other big issues to cover. But it is an interesting case point example in how the media works. Larry King Live had his lawyer and friends and family on saying he was investigating secret societies and going to do some production on it in the future and going to be going public. And I had separately heard from some folks in Hollywood that David Carradine was indeed involved in that. And I'd actually been contacted about a year ago by someone close to Carradine, and I'd just been so busy. I played phone tag with David Carradine. I mean, literally, I get calls from Hollywood people all the time, and I'm just so busy, and they're busy. And we talked to the director of the film that Anne Heche is in, and you know, their listeners, they're aware of the show. She wants to come on, but who knows if that'll even ever happen, because people get so busy. Busy people got stuff going on. But the issue is, I should have gotten Carradine on. I should have gotten Hunter S. Thompson on. Turned out one of his best friends, writer for the Toronto Star, came on the show right after he died and said, no, he was aware of your work and the New World Order and was going to write a book about Bohemian Grove, which was bizarre because he'd been accused in a book of being involved in Bohemian Grove, which I find curious because then he did write some articles talking about the elites and how they were a bunch of pedophiles. So very, very strange, but I never reached out. Here's another example. I get sent a signed lithograph for me of an empty birdcage by Kurt Vonnegut. I talked to his well-known business partner, Joe Petro. I ought to get Joe on. Joe said he'd come on. I just get so busy with the news, I don't think to do it. And he said, no, Kurt likes your films, wanted me to send you this. He's real old right now and doesn't want to do any public speaking, but he might do your show. And he'd just given a speech saying, I'm done. He gave it his alma mater and said, I'm gone now. I'm you won't see me again. And then he died a year later. But in my house, I have signed Kurt Vonnegut to Alex, you know, birdcage. I mean, a lithograph. He did. Kurt Vonnegut. I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than that. I grew up, my parents being huge fans of Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five, Sirens of Titan. I read that stuff when I was a teenager. You know, I guess that went into forming my political views. And then he was dead. I guess with these, you know, I'm going to call Keanu Reeves up. I'm going to call Woody Harrelson up. I'd forgotten I did have his number. I'm going to really just go ahead and start trying to push to get these celebrities on because it's always, it's so much news attention and really then that hype helps us reach a whole new audience. And I'm just not starstruck is my point. I'm kind of struck with all the news and information, so I never remember to cover all the key info. And that I could get set up. I could get arrested. I could get killed. Now, this David Carradine thing shows that. And they always like to kill you in a sexually embarrassing way. I predicted that if they ever kill me, one of the ways they'll do it is in a drive-by shooting or a carjacking or grab me, drug me up, put me dead in a hotel room, and kill a hooker next to me. Now, that's one of their favorite ways to do it. And I have no doubt they probably killed David Carradine because I knew he was working on this. But we wrote a story just mentioning Larry King Live on their TV shows saying he was about to come out with conspiracies. And then German news is saying we're reporting it. No, CNN is. But German newspapers are reporting off InfoWars. So that's just classic media. This is not our conspiracy theory. You know, news is saying conspiracy theory website InfoWars.com. It's not a conspiracy theory. Okay? It's not a conspiracy theory. This stuff is going on. And my gut tells me they killed David Carradine. And I have no doubt that what's been reported on that his dad was part of some organizations is probably true. Most of Hollywood, especially at that time, was. My experience now is Hollywood at the star levels rebelled against all that and sick of their Crowleyan roots. Okay, we will start the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com, the websites.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.